みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here. Japanese Culture Class Lesson 60. Can you be in a Japanese Grand Prix? 夏子さん、よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
OK, 夏子さん、 What are we talking about today?
2008年の流行語、 New word and buzzword of last year.
Now, in Japan, the new word and buzzword of the year Grand Prix is held annually during the first week of December.It awards the words and phrases that best reflect the social condition and have a strong impact on the society that year.、Best reflect the social condition?
Well, that may be too much, but this topic is very popular during December. Like, which word would be selected? We're kind of excited.
And what is it called again?
新語流行語大賞。
新語, new word.流行語 buzzwords, 大賞 Grand Prix.
新語流行語大賞
New word, buzzword, Grand Prix. Now, the result of this Grand Prix is reported by major newspapers. So this might be a good topic when you talk to Japanese people.
Yes, it might sound very updated. No, wow, you know about that.
Right, and especially...If your friend has been overseas for quite some years, they may not even know these words.
Right. I heard that Ichiro in Major League is checking his friends about the new words. So he won't be behind other players when he goes back to Japan.
It's definitely, definitely possible. Because as you'll see, the two words that won this year, they actually come from pop culture.
Yes.
Okay, Natsuko-san, the 2008 Grand Prix new word and buzzword of the year are...
Goo and arafou. We had two Grand Prix words last year.
The first word?
Goo. It's a punchline created by the comedian Edo Harumi. She prolongs the goo ending words while flashing the thumbs up sign.
So we kind of take it from the word good, right?
Yes.
The first syllable of good.
Mm-hmm. But she uses it in almost every phrase that ends with goo.
Okay, and how to use it?
Here's a sample sentence we found in her blog. 毎日10キロランニング So that means I run 10 kilometers every day.
So it's kind of playing on the last syllable,、mm-hmm. running gu. But she's extending that while、mm-hmm. giving a thumbs up and running every day is something good.
Yes.
Very interesting. So I run 10 kilometers every day.Now, Natsuko-san, jokes and humor in other languages or cultures are sometimes hard to understand.
Right.
Natsuko-san?
I agree.
Is she funny?
Personally, I don't know her very well, you know, but she's very popular on TV now.
So Natsuko doesn't find her funny.
Well, I like her way of saying, you know, rhythmical talk, like kind of bouncy and sounds very positive. So that's the good part.
So it's kind of the enthusiasm and the delivery.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's the other word that won the Grand Prix?
Arafou. This is the abbreviation of around 40, which refers to women who are around the age of 40.
I'm laughing because I can't even imagine this phrase going over well in、
yes.
the West, especially the US.、
Mm-hmm.
So I think the age range is around from 35 to 45.
Yes, that's right.
And what's so special about women in this group?
They're considered more independent, both mentally and economically, than women of preceding generation. And also, there was a Japanese drama called Around 40,注文の多い女たち, and it was a big hit.
So this word, arafou, became popular thanks to that TV show?
Yes, right.
And the show was called Around 40, Women Who Are Demanding. Now, Natsuko-san, can we have a sample sentence?
最近、arafouをターゲットにした雑誌が多い。
So, recently there are a lot of magazines that target women who are around 40. Natsuko-san, how often do you use this word?
Well, I myself is actually arafo. So we kind of joke around among friends like, arafo da yo ne, atashi tachi, like that. But there are also a word called arasa, which means around 30.
Arasa.
Arasa. And I think that's about the age people are starting to spend more for themselves. So it's kind of like a marketing target.
Interesting though. Arasa. Mm-hmm. What would follow after that is san, like...
Sati.
Ah, got it. So, but they're both using the English word.
Yes.
Okay, that was what I was a little confused about. Sati.
Mm-hmm.
はい、わかりました。
じゃあ、ピーターの今年の流行語ってありますか? Private で。Personal buzzword or phrase of 2008?
I guess I use one that's pretty common. KY.
I see, yes.
Which is a... Kuki yomenai.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a phrase that means someone has no idea what's going on.
Yes.
Or they don't understand what's really happening mm-hmm. inside the conversation or inside a room or kind of the situation.
Yes. So they say something very unrelated or something very awkward for the situation.
Natsuko-san, I have one more that I think if you say to your Japanese friends, mm-hmm. I think they may get a kick out of if they even know it. And Natsuko-san, are you familiar with the two comedians who do the word renaissance?
Oh, I've heard of.
Okay, can you give us the phrase?
Renaissance.
And they use it all the time. And it's two guys dressed in medieval, like...
Actually, not even renaissance.
Yeah, kind of clothing from, you know, 1800, old European clothing. And they have two glasses and they keep toasting. To this expression, and yes. They keep saying,
Renaissance! Like that?
Yes. So I guess if you're out with a friend, if you're out with some friends and, you know, you're at a izakaya or you're in a drinking situation, and you use this phrase while toasting your glass, I think you're going to definitely get some laughs.
And now on to kanji of the year. We also select kanji of the year, which also reflects the social condition.
And what was the kanji for 2008?
Hen.
Strange, weird, or change.
Yes. Of course, there were a lot of strange incidents last year. And also, many changes took place. Not only in Japan, but worldwide.
Yeah. Now, they usually select this kanji based on Japan. But I think in recent years, there's definitely an influence of what's going on in the outside world.
Yes.
Now, describing a year by using one kanji... it's kind of interesting.
Yes, it would give a good hint to understand about that kanji.
Natsuko-san, I remember seeing this event on TV. A priest comes out and he writes the kanji some paper.
Uh-huh. So that's the part of the ceremony announcing the selected kanji.
And all the TV cameras are there, the papers are there.
Yes.
Very big event.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year they got it. Like, I think the kanji is very good description of this year. Some years I can't understand it.
Yes, right.
Natsuko-san, thank you for joining us today. Arigatou gozaimashita.
いえいえ、どういたしまして。こちらこそありがとうございました。それではまた。